take a moment to just drop into your body. Not needing to change anything or make anything different. Just begin by being present to the felt sense of the body. And as you're noticing the body, allow yourself to just gently notice the emotional body as well. And allowing yourself to notice the quality of the mind, not the specific thoughts that you may or may not be having, but the quality of the thoughts themselves. And again, we're starting off not trying to change anything or make anything different. We're simply bringing our awareness and becoming mindful to what is. And as you're being present to this current experience, allow your attention to expand from the body to the space below you, bringing your awareness down towards the earth and allowing that awareness to drop deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Feeling a sense of stability, quality of being held by the earth. And allowing your body to soften into the earth. Just feeling right into the tension patterns. And inviting those tension patterns to melt down through the body and into the earth. And as you're letting your body melt and relax into the earth, allowing yourself to feel the dance of gravity between you and the earth. The sense of weight in the body, connection to the ground. And again, we're not trying to get anywhere. So don't focus on being settled. Instead, just invite the settling as a process. And have your attention on the verb of settling, as opposed to the goal of being settled. And really give yourself some time with this, that while the muscles can relax quite quickly, and while the nervous system can start to calm down quite quickly, that the neurochemical soup in the bloodstream, adrenaline, cortisol, etc., that may need a little bit more time. So I'd invite you to pause the audio at this point if needed, and take as much time as you need to really focus on letting the body settle and connect with the earth below you. And now, as the body is settling, you can bring your attention once again back to the emotional body. And again, the idea here is just to be present with what is. So as best you can, let go of any judgments. any shoulds or shouldn'ts. And really just open your heart with compassion to whatever emotions are present in this moment. And as you do this, practice allowing the emotion to be in you, but don't identify with the emotion. Instead, just practice bringing your attention to the emotion with compassion. Really giving yourself permission to feel whatever it is you're feeling from a place of empathy, from a place of care, from a place of self-love. And yet not merging with the emotion itself, not allowing the emotion to create your reality. And once again, I encourage you to take as much time with this part of the practice as you need. And so feel free to pause the audio. And so now, as we've invited the body to settle into connection with the earth, we've practiced having mindful compassion with the emotional body. Let's expand our awareness to the mental body as well. And once again, when working with the mental body, the practice is to develop your witness of the quality of your thoughts. So as you become present to the thoughts themselves, really giving yourself permission in a non-judgmental way to be empathetically present and compassionate with the quality of the thoughts themselves. In a sense, we've focused on the distress of the physical body and the distress of the emotional body. And now we're exploring the distress of the mental body. And so whatever these thought patterns are, welcome them in. Really hear them out. Empathize with whatever fear or pain or shame, or whatever the quality of the thoughts are. But again, don't let yourself believe the thoughts. Really practice having empathy for the part of you that's thinking in that particular way. And once again, giving yourself permission to pause the audio at this point, to take as much time as you need to really be present with whatever these thoughts are. And finally, I'd like to invite you back into connection with the body, this time with a focus on the heart center. And so just taking a moment to bring your awareness, to bring your presence into the center of your chest, focusing on the heart, not necessarily the physical organ, but the energetic center of the body. And this may come easy or may be a struggle. And one thing that you can play with is allowing yourself to come up with a person or a place or a thing that you particularly have fondness or admiration or love for, or a person, place, or thing that elicits a sense of calm or a sense of caring. Whatever it is you choose, hold this object in the mind while keeping your attention focused on the heart center. And really allowing yourself to feel that whatever this fondness is, whatever this lovingness is, whatever this peacefulness is in this object, that the actual experience that you have of love comes from the fountain of the heart center. Really seeing if you can notice that it's not this object that makes us love it. That love is an actual birthright, and that the flow of love pours from the center of the heart. And so as you connect with this lovingness that flows from the heart as part of our humanity, allow yourself to let go of the direct object of fondness and love, and really staying with the experience of I love, or I admire, or I have compassion for, or I feel peace with. And if you really want to stretch yourself, you can let go of the subject, let go of the sense of I, and allow yourself to be the verb of love, or the verb of calm, or the verb of peace or compassion, or whatever expansive state that you're generating in this moment. And once again, I encourage you to take probably 3 minutes to really let yourself steep deeply in this heartfelt, expansive state. So you're not only feeling it on a physical level, but you're feeling it on an energetic level. And simultaneously, your body's physiology attunes to this expansive state. So again, I encourage you to pause the audio at this point and really take the time to really steep yourself inside this expansive state of lovingness or of compassion or peace flowing from the heart. And now that you've really connected to the expansiveness of the heart center, gently bring your attention back to the original situation that was creating some form of stress, some form of anxiety, some form of frustration. And staying connected with your heart, and this is a subtle technique here, ask your heart for its perspective on whatever the stressful situation is. Right, what we're exploring here is this ability to connect to the deeper wisdom of the body. That when we are in a heartfelt, expansive state, not only our heart rhythms, our nervous systems, our endocrine systems, they all come into a harmony that allow us to have a deeper access to our intuition, to inspiration, to novelty, to creativity. Right? So really taking your time here. This is a very kind of gentle process of going into inquiry with the heart and listening, right? Don't go back up into your head and try to think of what the heart's perspective would be. It's rather you're holding the question while you're feeling your heart, and you're allowing your intuition, you're allowing this deeper wisdom that I'm referring to come forward and speak to you. And as you're doing this, the heart can speak to you in terms of a thought. It can speak to you in terms of an image or a physical sensation or a new unexpected emotion that you didn't know was there. Or even this deep sense of inner knowing that can sometimes even be beyond words. And again, this isn't a process that you can force or make happen. It's more of a process you surrender into and you allow it to come to you. And so again, I encourage you to take as much time as you need to just sit inside of this space, inside this connection with the heart, and spending as much time as you need exploring not only the deeper levels to what this stressful situation means to you are, but also any insights, any intuitions that your heart may give on an effective way of approaching whomever or whatever you're struggling with in this moment.